Morning, peeps.
Peeps? That's like a marshmallow. Who is that? Peeps and peeps.
So we'll wait a couple of minutes longer because we do not appear to have quorum yet, which is a...
I saw Thomas in the breakfast area and saw Joy and others chatting.
Joy is here.
Mary.
Mary promised to be free.
I didn't want people to think that you were still asleep.
So we'll give it 5 more minutes and we'll then look to start. Thank you. Okay, morning all. We should get started. We'll let the others trickle in as best they can. This is Stefan van Gelder for the record. This is the GNSO Council wrap-up session. This will go on till 12. And this is a no-agenda session, which is designed to allow us to, first of all, take stock of the week that's just... gone by, and secondly to look forward to any major issues that we need to consider in the upcoming weeks as we leave Prague and move into the next phase of our work. So very much an open discussion format. Please do not hesitate to dive in, councillors. I would like to start by reading just a few of the ideas that staff and others have sent for discussion topics for this meeting. So first one is, and I'll just read them as sent. So these were quickly written down. Please forgive the approximate English mine. Defensive registrations paper, any next steps, links with other ongoing initiatives, See also request from new GTLD program committee. While the new GTLD program committee is not directing any changes to the applicant guidebook to address defensive GTLD applications at this time, the new GTLD program committee directs staff to provide a briefing paper on the topic of defensive registrations at the second level and requests the GNSO to consider whether additional work on defensive registrations at the second level should be undertaken. So you will remember that there was, by Zahid, a discussion initiated in the council meeting yesterday on the IOCRC on the issue of the IOCRC and what to do next. I'll just continue reading the stuff and I'll come back. Okay, so Jonathan will be first in the queue and I'll just run through the topics. Thick, who is PDP? With the renewal of the .com agreement, does the council still want to wait until November before a DT is formed to develop a charter for the Thick Who Is PDP working group? So to provide context for that, I'm sure you've all seen the board resolution from Saturday. The board resolution for Saturday approving the .com contract, sorry. We should discuss this and possibly also discuss the issue which is linked to this, which was also something that came up in yesterday's meeting. If you remember in the constituency and stakeholder group chair discussion period, the topic of having the board approve a contract and then start to talk about it with the rest of the community was something that came up, so that could be linked to that discussion item as well. Another possible discussion item that we may want to get to today, who is policy final review team? The board encourages public input. This is resolved from the from Saturday's meeting. The board encourages public input on the final report and recommendations and requests that the ASO, CCNSO, GNSO, ALAC, GAC and ESAC provide input to the board by August the 31st of this year. How does the GNSO Council want to provide input, and if so, how to proceed? We also have the GNSO review, which we've talked about a great deal over the past few days. We have all discussed to some extent the possibility of not, well, the idea of not wanting the review to start too early. In the light of two things, first of all, the new GTLD program, the possible impact on the general structure of ICANN, the structure of the GNSO, the bylaws mandated review should start theoretically next year. We could send a message to the SIC to discuss whether we might want to push that back or whether it might make sense. We might want to initiate at least some kind of exchange with somebody rather than just let things roll on and expect someone else to realize that it might be a good idea not to do this immediately on schedule. And one item that was also added to this list is a discussion of how the GNSO Council would like to engage in dialogue of next steps on the IRD working group report and recommendations, with the idea that a GNSO view could be forwarded to the board by a certain time. So this is obviously something that stems from the motion that we approved yesterday, and in that motion you will recall that we approved sending the report, but we also indicated that we would possibly send recommendations to the board. So there's a list of topics. Welcome any other topics if there are some, and I'll open up to the floor. Jonathan, you wanted to speak.
Thanks, Stefan. Can you hear me? Am I coming through on the sound system? Yeah, great. Two quick points, Stefan. The point that I reacted to was the defensive registrations paper. I guess the one thing is I'm slightly concerned. It's no big deal about the channel it came through and how broadly circulated or aware the broader community is of this issue. And the second is a point related to second point on that topic is that I feel it's very, very important. I was kind of disappointed with the way the conversation, and this may be my interpretation only, between the GAC and the board on the ICRC names. They seem to be talking past one another and a lack of clarity over terminology, sequence, detail that it seemed to be missing. So I'm not sure that the substance was the problem rather than the detail, that, you know, and process and so on. And one small clarification that might be helpful in that, one of the things they seemed to mix up was first round and second round. So you've got first level and second level protections, and then first round and second round of new GTLDs. And clearly, we're in the first round now, but this issue... So I would recommend, my practical suggestion is I'd recommend prefacing anything, tedious as it may seem, with we're talking about the first round or the second round when we talk about things, as well as we're talking about first level or second level, because these two seem to be mixed up in the conversation. And then, so that's on the defensive registrations area, and then I have a second point on the GNSO review, which I'm happy to hold or offer now. On the GNSO review, I think we should remember that Becky helpfully pointed out to us that her interpretation of the bylaws or the rules was that there was some discretion there. So I'm not advocating that we do delay at this stage. I'd love to hear what the consequences of the timing relative to the new GTLD program, because it seems clear to me personally that there is significant scope for review and change, but we've also, that's got to be balanced against the fatigue and multiple issues going on at the same time. So all I would say at the moment, without expressing an opinion yet as to whether we do undertake the review sooner or later, it does appear from what we heard from Becky and I read the same information, that there is an opportunity to delay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan. So that is why we might want to send something to the board. The possibility of delay or the possibility of not acting immediately is one that lies with the board. The board could, the bylaws enable the board not to do things immediately. So, 'cause we can't ourselves decide automatically that we will not review. Need the mic.
Just sorry, very brief response. I don't want to monopolize the discussion, but very brief response, and I'll shut up.
So, Stefan, that's right. So, my proposal would be that we focus our response to the board not on actually whether or not we delay, because that's a bigger discussion, but simply on the technical clarification of whether their interpretation is the same. So, you know, we might say that is our interpretation. Could they confirm that? You know, that, so they're really focusing in on that narrow aspect. Thank you.
We'll look that up, because Jeff and I certainly, and I don't know, Wolf, we all feel that it's very clear in the bylaws that that possibility for delay is in there, so I'm not sure asking them about it. But we're looking it up just to make sure it's clear or not. And what I actually, my suggestion would have been to just send them a letter saying we have, and I'm happy to draft something, saying that we have those issues. We have the worry of, you know, if we start doing it next year, is it too soon? Just to make sure that's on their agenda, but not on the rules themselves. I think we're looking it up, but I think they're pretty clear. Wendy.
Thanks. In regard to the review, I'd actually like to make the opposite suggestion. I think that we've been in a situation of deadlock for a while among council. We found that the existing structure as restructured is really failing us, and I think contributing to the problems that we raised with the board when we met with them about council being bypassed by lots of other parts of the organization who see us as a place where things go to die rather than get done quickly. And so I would suggest that we step out in front of the review and work with the SIC to produce a review charter that gets at the questions that we want answered and helps us to become a more effective, more efficient, quick-acting, consensus-building structure that can integrate new members and work with the constituents that we have now. So I would propose quick action rather than delay.
On. There's a queue. I have Thomas next. I have Zahid. I have Bill. Jonathan again. Perhaps I can just respond, Wendy. One thing then that, I mean, from what you're saying, it sounds like we might need to get a small group together to look at that. And if that's an initiative let's talk about it a bit more, but from what you've just said, that might be a way forward. I just want to say I don't feel the current structure has failed us. I think that's my personal opinion. I don't think, I mean, I wouldn't like to just let that stand, because I think the current structure has been very effective in some ways and problematic in others. But just to say that it's failed us, I think, is a bit harsh. I've seen him. Thomas.
Stefan, maybe you could clarify for me, are we talking substance on the individual agenda items now? I thought that we were collecting agenda items.
You can talk about whatever you like.
That's most helpful. No, to start with...
Wolf adds, as usual.
Okay, so I'm going to do some random words here. No, in terms of agenda, should there be any time left, I still like the idea of sending some sort of note to the new CEO as encouragement, or as, you know, like just to give some community backing to this new person that might feel being the loneliest person in the world, you know, because he's taking on an extremely challenging job. Should we come back to the other agenda items, I will then, you know, stop now, but... Yeah. Okay. In terms of the VeriSign contract, I think we should, Stefan, when you draft a letter, I sort of would send that as a follow-up to the discussion that we had. We were highlighting the IOC-RCRC resolution, the URS, and the digital archery subject, where the community, i.e. the GNSO, has been bypassed, and this is sort of another example where this happens. And in response to what you said, Wendy, as much as I sympathize with the idea not to delay the review of the GNSO structure, I mean, I think for such matters, we can be as good as we are. If the board chooses to bypass us whenever they think needs to be done, things need to be done expediently, then that doesn't very much help. So I think we should make our point that a discussion should go first, and maybe even quote Fadi on that who said that he is a defender of the multi-stakeholder approach and its speed, and we will never be as fast as the board making resolutions or decisions in one single session. So I would prefer at this stage to send a letter describing why we are considering to have the review of the council's of the GNSO structure delayed, that we think we are not in a position at the moment to assess the impact, particularly when it comes to the evaluation of the new GTLD program. And I think that's important data that might, you know, task the GNSO with completely new subject matters that have an impact on the structure. So I just wouldn't just say we're going to delay or considering to delay, because that would seem like we're trying to avoid work, but that we're lacking facts to base our decision and work on, and that we appreciate feedback on whether that is an approach that would be supported. Thank you.
Thanks, Thomas. So on the .com letter, I actually hadn't volunteered myself to draft that one. Be happy to volunteer you if you want to. We will, you know, the letter on the .com contract that we'd like, that we might send to, not the review, the .com contract.
I'm sorry, on the public forum.
The letter on the fact that they've passed the motion.
Yeah. So
hang on. Let's work through
this.
It's
a point of clarification.
All right, go on.
So on that, and I, David Taylor had drafted a statement. For some reason, it didn't get to the list. He sent it to the list yesterday. I'm not sure what happened with it. So I know Brian's back there. Brian, do you know, can you forward that around to the GNSO Council? I just didn't want to assign someone new to it when there's actually a draft.
Okay. I didn't know that, so that is helpful, yeah. Yeah, go on.
My,
my response is very brief. I'm not sure we should assume or presume that we're writing specifically on the method by which the .com contract was or wasn't consulted on. I think that may be a symptom of a bigger issue, and it should be involved in that. So that's just my response to that.
Can I get
in case there's a presumption?
That,
hang on. Let's just keep to the queue, please. All right. Well, you'll be in the queue in a minute. Zahid.
A question and then my comment. In the .com renewal, I didn't hear any discussion within the GNSO yesterday or in the prep sessions about this letter. Could someone just clarify, Stefan, what are we intending to do? Maybe Jeff can tell us what we're intending to do with this letter, and then I can follow up with my question.
Right now, not intending to do anything, just weighing up options. One could be to write to the board, the letter we're talking about, saying expressing surprise is one of the options. We could do nothing. We could... we're just discussing it out of what happened yesterday. John.
Thanks. So the note that was being written was not specifically referencing the COM agreement in and of itself, but it's more the notion of the board canceling of Friday meetings, rescheduling a closed meeting early in the week, and deciding finally on a subject that's planned for the public forum 5 days later. So that's the note. It's we're surprised that you would vote on an item in a closed meeting when that subject is planned for the public forum 5 days later.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. I just wanted to sort of make a comment with respect to what Wendy said. I'm in complete agreement with her because I think that we do need to be sort of planning ahead to just simply say we're going to delay because we're not in a position to really do a review. Is one way to go, but I think that it would be helpful if we actually started working on, right, we're not going to start reviewing at the moment, but I think working with the SIC, the suggestion that Wendy made was actually good. I would definitely second that. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Just to third it then, I guess. I've had a number of conversations with some board people in the course of this meeting, and I'm sure we all have, about this particular issue. And there is a perception among some that indeed there is something broken, and or at least deeply dysfunctional. And to the extent that there are people on the board thinking that, if we just come back and say, we want to put this off a long way, and we'll come back and deal with it later, it seems kind of non-responsive to where their thinking is. So I would say it might be useful to at least begin the conversation amongst ourselves and having a small group that would start brainstorming on what are the relative costs and benefits of the structure that we have might be a useful way to at least begin to have a node within the council for that discussion and to interface with board members who are thinking about this. The other thing I just wanted to say, often this is perhaps kind of a small point, but when we are characterizing the council's stance on issues such as the Red Cross IOC, sometimes that's done in a kind of overly aggregated way, I think. For those of us who were not part of the majority that had the winning position on what the IOC Red Cross resolution should be, it would be nice if sometimes the characterization in communication with the outside world could be something along the lines of the council majority or something like that. It would be just nice if somehow it could be noted that it was not a completely uniform view within the council on the correct disposition of that issue.
Thanks, Bill. So on the review, it does sound like we're heading towards a small group. Can I just get an idea of, there's clearly not consensus on the idea of holding the review back or not, so I think this should go to discussion forum and maybe some kind of consensus position be worked on there, or at least a few of the ideas about next steps be thrashed out in that small group. So can I just get an idea from councillors? We'll go back to the queue. Can I just get an idea of at this stage, and the discussion isn't closed yet, about how would people be in strong disapproval of creating such a group? Just to get an idea. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, you're next, Jonathan. So.
Thank you. I think I've got 2 points. One on the note to the board. I think to the extent that we write a note about the bypass issue and all of that, I think we should just do our level best to ensure that there's coherency between that note and the note which we send to Fadi. You know, so we welcome him with open arms and indicate perhaps some of the issues that we faced, but we should try and make those as coherent as possible. And my second point is about the restructure. I too, like you, Stefan, feel that to describe us too strongly as broken, dysfunctional is problematic, but nevertheless I have some sympathy with Wendy's frustrations. Personally, I don't think that's necessarily an issue with rules and structure. I think we all obsess too much with rules and structure. I think it's as much cultural as it is about rules and structure, and so I would encourage all of us to continue to make the efforts we have made already to work as collaboratively as possible and not push it all into a rules-based discussion. That said, I am in support, I think, of, depending on the scope of it, of starting the discussion about the restructure in a smaller group, and I don't think that's at odds with asking for the delay. In fact, I think, if anything, they are complementary, because it shows we're not fudging the issue or trying to kick it down the road. We're willing to discuss and engage on it, but we have some real practical concerns with opening up the full picture right away. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Stefan. I think we need to be a little bit careful here, because we keep using the terms review and restructure interchangeably. I think what we're talking about is a review, but what I hear some people talking about is restructure. In fact, we could start the discussion early on the review and not even touch restructuring. Restructuring is not essential for the review. And the point I have is that I don't believe it's a failure of the structure. I believe what's going on is a failure of all of us as counselors and as participants in the community. As a working group chair for a number of groups, including the PDP review, which took God knows how long, 3 years, I was a chair of that group. And the hardest thing was to get participation. Everyone likes to be on council and likes to make comments about the way they see groups running, but very few of them are actually in those groups. And so yesterday was indicative of another one, right? There were comments raised on the IOC and perceptions raised from outside, and that's fine. But some of the people making the comments were not in the group or even observing the group. And in fact, had we, even in the PDP review, had actual people done the work in the group faster and come to meetings and come prepared, that could have taken a lot shorter. Same thing with the IOC, RC drafting team as the chair of that group. I'm trying to push it along as fast as I can, and I've sent questions out, and I sent questions out in advance to all of the people on the group. We get virtually no emails back in response to those questions. We try to all the chairs try to push the discussions. But if you're not getting the participation from all of us, and not just us being the counselors, but the community, the groups aren't going to move forward, and we can't expect staff to move it forward, because when they do, sometimes we're not happy with that because they're doing it on their own. So I'm all in favor of starting a review of how we improve those processes. I am not in favor of starting any kind of review on restructuring until we really know how the new GTLDs fit into the whole structure and when they come in, and that's at least a year and a half away. So if we can divide it into two, start with the review of what's going wrong, and then push off the restructuring until we figure all of that out.
Thanks. Wolf.
Thanks. With regard to that discussion, I'm a bit optimistic that we can cope with. So we had this discussion with the board. I think it was a meeting of the CSG with the board, and a question was referred to that review or restructuring. And I heard Ray Plasak, he is the chair of the SIC, he was focusing on more that they were more interested in effectiveness rather than organizational structural issues in that review. And if you look at this, so I understand the process at this, that the SIC is the one in charge of having oversight of all these reviews. So if we have a close link to them, well, of common understanding, what they would like to see as well in that respect, not to deeply dive in a question of restructuring right now or not. So that would be helpful, and I think if we could afterward then convince the SIC, I think the board is also convinced, will also be convinced. So I see that that would be helpful to have a small group on that, starting very early, because the time is running as well on that, and coming up with some idea and putting those ideas. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, Wolf. Just to highlight that Brian has sent the text that was referenced by Jeff earlier on to the list, if for those of you who want to see it there. Zahid.
Thank you. I don't want to pick up on the issue of whether we are disappointed with the way the GNSL structure is working or not, but since it's now been, you know, there's been a debate going back and forth, and I want to join that. It has been a disappointment as far as at least we're concerned. I know, Stefan, from maybe your perspective, it hasn't personally, but there are several of us within our constituencies who feel disappointed with the way the restructuring has sort of played itself out and whether we think it's effective. So definitely one of the issues about why a review should be sort of going forward is it doesn't have to necessarily deal with structuring, Jeff. I completely agree with you, but I think that's basically where a lot of people do want to take it, because they feel that the lack of participation, which is the point you raised, may have something to do with some of the aspects of the structure and the voting that takes place in the council. Now, your view may differ from mine, but my constituency has a certain view. I'm having challenges getting my members to participate in a whole bunch of things because they're asking me, what's the point? Because of the structure. So that may be a valid view, or somebody may have an opposing view, but I'm telling you what some of the members do feel, at least in our constituency. So that's their view, and I understand yours is different to that. So I would just like to caution that, yes, I think there will be some discussion on restructuring when we do it through review. Obviously, everybody's view may differ. Thanks.
Thanks, Aid. I actually didn't say that I didn't disagree with the disappointment that was being expressed. I said that to call everything a failure seemed too strong. That's what I said. Secondly, go on.
I was being polite. I didn't want to use the word failure, so I said disappointment. Yeah. But I could use
that. It's that word that made me react. So I had Thomas, John, Alan, Jeff, Jonathan, Thomas.
First of all, Jeff, thanks very much for making the distinction between the two terms. I think that's extremely helpful and should be the basis for our discussion on this. I would like to strongly disagree with you, Bill, on the notion that we need to make clear that there was no unanimity on decisions. I think the council is working in a democratic manner. I think everybody who knows democracy knows that unanimity is the exception rather than the general rule. And I think that being overcautious, and this is something that I wanted to bring up much earlier, but there was no time. I see Stefan, you know, whenever he makes statements, taking off his chair hat, saying, now I'm speaking in personal capacity, what have you. I mean, that's all good, but it's the result of being overcautious to be seen to be misrepresenting this group. And I think we have elected a chair, and the chair at times should have some discretion to make a point on behalf of the council. And if that chair were now also forced to display accurately what the result of certain I'm paraphrasing now, what the results of certain election or votes were, that would not be a good signal. I think at this, and this, you know, is closely connected to the review question, because I think the current structure can work if we get enough community commitment and input, and if the GNSO, represented by the council, represented by the chair, is seen to be strong. And at the moment, I think we're not making an impression that the GNSO council is a committee that should be taken particularly seriously. I think it's seen that way by some parties, and I think this is just an encouragement. Let's trust democracy and empower our representation to make points in other fora.
Thanks, Thomas. I just want to say that I continue to be extremely pleasantly surprised at the quality of discussions that we have at these wrap-up meetings. I find it fascinating that it's generally now that we really get into the issues that we all seem to care about and that we have this quality of discussion. I wonder if it's... I'm just as I'm listening to the discussion, I'm trying to work out why it's only now. Is it because we don't have an agenda? And I'm happy never to work on one again for any meeting, if that's the case. Is it because we feel too constrained in other forums? Is it because we're just tired now and we've let our guard down after a week? I don't know, but it's interesting. Wolf says it's because I'm going to leave you, but I don't know what he means by that. Anyway, John.
First is just I guess we're recording this, John Berard. With regard to the discussion about defensive registrations, what's the source document that we're starting that from? I'm just a little
confused. It's the resolved 2012-0410.ng2. You asked for it.
I did, and I got it.
The briefing paper, I think, was sent around on, I'm trying to find the exact date, but I think June 4th.
June
it was
4th.
Sent to, by Kurt Pritz to us. It was a Word file. I think Marika resent it around to the group this weekend. So that's the document, but Stefan's correct. There was a resolution about that document, so that's okay. The document.
I ask only because defensive registrations has been such a large part of the discussion at the Consumer Trust Metrics and Competition work group, and I just wonder if there's an opportunity to conflate the two and consider that we've already, as the GNSO, been working on that matter in creating metrics for determining exactly the extent of the level of defensive registration. Set that aside. The other thing is, Jeff, your point about participation in work groups is well understood. As I said at our meeting on the weekend, I'm the council liaison to that particular committee, and so feel even more compelled to participate. But once those meetings began to be scheduled 2 hours a week, even I had to bow out of more than I could participate in. And I felt bad about it, but I still had to do it. In the course of the PDP changes, discussions about the structure of a work group, a drafting team, is it... Historically, there used to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't really have the legacy in my head, there used to be a requirement that there be participation from each specific group, yes? And now there is no such requirement. Is it possible that a revision such as that could lead to some more energy at this point?
So you're suggesting we go back to the task force model, single house model, which is good because we've done that before. So if
I guess what I'm suggesting is out of ignorance is, as I sit through and participate on many of these work groups and drafting teams, should there not be required participation from each of the groups? So therefore, we would at the end have at least someone to, blame. Yes.
My response was tongue-in-cheek. On the volunteer thing, on the workload thing, though, that does go back to another point that we're constantly making, and I'm certainly pushing it a lot, which is, workload. And I think what you say about, I'm starting to participate and then suddenly I'm into this cycle where I have 2-hour meetings every week, and for some of us those meetings might be at 3 a.m., as well, that makes it very difficult. And it goes back to, the note that I sent to the council list before Prague about the volume of documents. It goes back about the workload. It goes back to the workload issue. I think, if we're talking reviews, there certainly needs to be a review, but I think it needs to be more general in that regard, in the regard of how do we equate a model which relies so heavily on volunteer input, and to the point that if volunteers aren't able to participate fully and devote, some of us will spend 5, 6, 10 hours a week on ICANN-related material, and in that time, we have to fit in our everyday work life, maybe family life or whatever. So it does become very difficult. I think that's a crucial issue. You need a mic.
I made reference, and I didn't mean it pejoratively, of the potential emergence of a professional class, right, with regard to ICANN. My view is that that could be counter to the urge to continue to globalize the organization. So there is a longer-term concern that I have over this.
Thanks. Alan.
Thank you. Comments on several of the things that have been mentioned. With regards to review and restructuring, there are certainly people on council and outside of council who feel restructuring is warranted now. But regardless, restructuring should come as the result of a review or as a conclusion of the review, not as a premise. It should be well-founded and understood. Regarding participation, I don't think we suggest going back to task forces, but there's a big difference between a task force which had even representation and simply requiring that stakeholder groups have somebody on the group so they can't walk away for it completely. My impression is that if one took the active workers, and I don't mean everyone who signed up for a mailing list, but I mean people who show up to more than 50% of all meetings for the work group or something like that, you would find a very small core of people both within council and without. There are certainly people on council and long-term participants who almost view it as a rule saying you must not participate in a working group. I understand the concept of workload, and to those of us who participate in many workloads and try to make it to every many work groups and try to make it to every meeting, it is a heavy and unbearable load. And if I wasn't semi-retired, I couldn't handle it. I understand that, but I think we need some level of participation that right now we're not seeing, and it shows up in that when the results go out for public comment and things like that, we get comments from people who often have good ideas. Too bad no one ever mentioned them earlier.
Thanks. Jeff, next.
Thanks. Just to clarify, I guess, just for John, the way it used to be was there were two options for council. They could either form a task force or they could form basically a committee of the whole of the GNSO. And so the task force, you're right, had, as Alan kind of put it, it was not that everyone was required to participate. It was just that everyone had equal representation, so they choose to participate. And we've had these problems. The lack of participation is not a new problem. That was the same problem under the old structure as it is now. The workload's more now, but even back then, if you were to listen to discussions, the workload was huge then, too. I'm not sure going back to that model is any different. But part of the reason that I've found in discussing the dysfunction, especially discussing the dysfunction with outsiders, is that we spend so much time talking about process and restructuring and review and things we could do better, and such little time on the actual substance. Everyone, I mean, look at the queue for this. This is great. But when you get to a subject like IRTPC or security, you hear crickets, essentially. No one wants to talk about those issues. It's really, we spend so much time on process. That's the dysfunction. I think I sat at a table with last night with Margie and Marika, and my wife was there, and my wife commented that I was crazy before that. After that, she said she had listened to a couple of the conference calls that we were having as council, whether it was late at night or really early in the morning. And she said, how do you take that? All you guys do is talk about process. You don't talk about anything of substance. And that's spot on. We don't. we schedule it, and people come in, and actually there could be substantive discussions. But every one of those sessions during the weekend go short. Every one of the sessions on outreach and process, they go long. So, I mean, we have 45 minutes in. There's a lot of substance we have to discuss, and we're not going to get to it.
But this discussion is really good, and Marika was making that point to me on IM that you know, in the list of topics that I gave earlier on, there are some that at least one that we need to provide a response on pretty quickly, and I was replying back that this is the only time where I get to certainly be able to just let the discussion roam. And I, you know, we do have a council list as well, where, you know, often Jeff, you talked about the fact that there's no response on anything. I often feel like I'm shooting and, you know, pissing in the wind. Sorry, I couldn't think of a better expression. When I'm sending messages to the council list and nothing comes back. However, a personal opinion, because you're right, Thomas, I must preface everything I say with some kind of tag. I've seen, ever since I've been chair, I've seen a constant fight between, or tensions between, the role of the council and the role of the GNSO community. And I've heard a lot of people trying to push the council into basically a rubber stamping role on anything that the community does and the work that the community does, and arguing, this is obviously paraphrasing and it may be not totally accurate, but it's something that struck me. I've heard people argue that the policy development work is done in the working groups and the drafting teams. The council should rubber stamp and probably box the council into the role that you've just described as well. So that may be a result of that pressure as well. And if there's a review, I'd certainly like to participate in it from that point of view and just ask that we look again at the role we expect the council to have, because and coming back, sorry to drone on, and I'll try to stop, but coming back to the points that I reacted to earlier on that Wendy made, I've constantly, ever since I've been on this council, felt a great deal of pride at what's been done here and the work, the interactions. It's a pleasure to work with the people I've worked with here. And I've often felt the council doesn't have enough pride in itself. Jonathan.
Thank you, Stefan. I think a brief comment on a few of the issues that have been talked about. First of all, with Thomas's response to what Bill said, I don't see those as polarized or different opinions. I think we can have we can empower a confident chair, and that doesn't preclude that confident chair from reflecting that there are at times a lack of unanimity in the output. So I don't see those as contradictory. I feel I could support both of you in your opinions. I understand where Bill's coming from, and I also understand where you're coming from, Thomas. I don't think they need undermine one another. So that's my opinion on that. I think the chair can speak without having to take off their hat every time, but still reflect where there is not complete unanimity. In terms of the restructuring review, I'd like to support that point as well. I think to suggest that a restructure is the conclusion of a review is to preempt the review process. So I think, I guess I'm with you, Alan, on that. It may well be the outcome, but let's concentrate on the review before we presume the restructure. I agree with you, Stefan, on the quality of the conversation. I think we're stifled by our agenda and, again, process. So I think we've got to work hard at trying to craft agendas that create and facilitate this type of discussion. I wonder if the professional class that John has referred to might assist in participation. I'm sure it could. We just need to be careful to harness that effectively and ensure that the interests that might come from that don't skew things unreasonably. Thanks.
Thanks, Jonathan. Just to read the queue out so people know where they are, I've got Bill, Wolfgang, Zahid, Yoav, Alan, Mary, and Chuck. And now Ching, Bill.
Thanks. On the pride issue, I thought that's interesting because Steve Del Bianco told us the other day that we're the Marines. So I kind of thought we had maybe the opposite problem. But we could have some sort of a team building kind of mantra or something to buck us all up, you know, a Stuart Smalley moment collectively. I don't know. Maybe we can think about it. I have three real quick points. First, on the review stuff and so on. On Jeff's point, process over substance, sure, everybody hates that. However, it may feel more annoying when people talk about process if you're in a group that wins consistently. On the other hand, those who feel that they're not getting, that their views are not prevailing or are being bypassed in some way, may be more inclined to feel there's something wrong with the way the process is working. That, I think, is an entirely normal thing. It may not be what you want to hear, but it's true. There's reasons for people to feel perhaps some disgruntlement. And but the point is, nobody was saying restructuring. I didn't hear Wendy say, you know, let's restructure the council now. Nobody's eager to go through another council restructuring exercise. It's simply a matter of is it perhaps useful to start to engage in some collective reflection on how well is this working, strengths, weaknesses, cost benefits of current structures, ways they could be enhanced, etc. I think with the discussion is in the wind anyway. I mean, board people are pulling you aside and asking about it. Other people are talking about it. It's a topic out there in the public mind. So for us not to even begin to think about it together at all would be kind of weird. It'd be kind of ostrich-like behavior to me. So I think having a group to at least begin that initiative is not a bad idea. Secondly, on Thomas's point, I wasn't suggesting that every time Stefan refers to us, he should say, and by the way, the vote on that was, or something like that. It's simply a matter of nuance. If you've had a divisive vote and you're in the group that lost, but there were a number of people who felt the same way, when you constantly hear something being characterized as if everybody was gung-ho of this view, you feel a little bit like history is being whitewashed. It's sort of like those Soviet parades where, you know, people would disappear from the podium. You feel like, well, wait a minute. That's, you know, we spent, you know, months and months arguing against this, and now, you know, out there in the public space, the idea is that the council absolutely feels so-and-so. So I'm just saying, I think there have been a number of representations of that discussion that I think just by virtue of nuance didn't quite capture that sense. So I'm not saying we should formalize this and restrict the chair or anything like that. I'm just saying a little bit more nuance perhaps in the way this is done. On the last point real quickly about why people like to talk on the last day more. It is the case that, I mean, this is generally true for ICANN. Everything is overly structured. Everything, we have so little unstructured space. You have all these interesting people come together, and then they're forced into these unbelievably constipated dialogues that are, you know, taking place in windowless rooms with bad coffee for endless hours. And, you know, I'm always thinking, hell, I'd like to take three of these people out in the hallway and have a different conversation. And I really wish there was some way, not just for the GNSO, but for ICANN, to build into its program a little bit like some unconference time, you know, some bar camp time, some time when people could just sort of like debate ideas around pertinent issues that are kind of pressing and not getting addressed, because we spend all of our time dealing with the immediate crisis rather than over the horizon thinking or out of the box, or pick your metaphor. And by the way, if you're pissing in the wind and nothing comes back, then you're doing it the right way, so congratulations.
Thanks, Bill, for those instructions. Yeah. I didn't say nothing came back. But let's not go there. Can I just ask, I just want to understand one thing, Bill, that you were saying, which about the role of the chair. I've never felt, and I'm not sure you're saying that, but I just want to make it clear. I've never felt, for example, I know what you're talking about on the IOCRC. Your group was not in agreement with the end result. Whenever I've touched on the subject, I've only introduced it. I've always constrained my role as chair in, as just an introducer of topics in that regard, and then others that either were on the working group or whatever will talk about it. So are you saying that in my... okay, thank you, that's clear. Wolfgang.
I can be very brief because, you know, the three points just raised by Bill were also on my agendas, and I support all the three points. You know, two very small additional remarks, you know. I think a review of GNSO is certainly one thing, but, you know, we should understand that I can, for several reasons, I can as a whole enter a new phase and has to think about, something has to be changed. I think we all feel this, you know, with 2,000 new GTLDs, you know, the internal life of ICANN will change, and with a growing external pressure coming, you know, from all these United Nations conferences and other, ICANN has to react in a different way. So more of the same doesn't work, so that means we have to think about it. And so far, the GNSO Council could be proactive also to think about not only about its own future, but about the future of ICANN as a whole. So that means we had ICANN 1.0 in 1998 until 2002, then the reform started, and now we are living under ICANN 2.0, or let's say 2.1 or 2.2, but time is ripe now to move to ICANN 3.0. I think this is, more or less I have this feeling, and that means ICANN enters as a whole troubled water, and the GNSO and GNSO Council, you know, as a core element of the ICANN structure, is in the midst of this pressure which will come. Another very small point to the IOCRC dispute between Thomas and Bill. I personally was also frustrated, you know, how the representative of the U.S. government used the drafting team to play against the board. So I think that was really done in a way where also I did not feel that, you know, my working in the drafting team and as a member of the council was reflected adequately. It was nothing against you, Stefan. It was really the way how the U.S. governmental representative used this to attack the board. So this was unfair, and I think, you know, we should not allow that we are used to play as an instrument, against other bodies of the ICANN community.
Thanks, Wolfgang. I have Zahid, Yoav, Alan, Mary, Chuck, Ching, Wendy, and Jeff. And then we'll get to some substance. Zahid.
In my attempt to defend the IRTPC's level of interest, I know it seems to be a topic no people thought one, but I got to say, it was surprising. The con calls that I was on, there was a lot of people. And the kind of work they did, I learned a lot, and it was very interesting. I was only a liaison from the council, and I can't say I made all the calls personally, but whatever I did, whenever I was, I saw a lot of participation. So there was that, you know, sometimes things do get participation. On Pride, Stefan, I personally, I think, you know, working in the council has been a pleasure, and it, you know, the sort of people you work with and the level of intellect is fantastic. We have some problems with getting our work done sometimes, and there's frustration, and that comes back to the issue of structure. Right now, we're only talking about a review. What I heard Wendy say was, we want to do a review, and the restructuring thing came from Jeff's response. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but the restructuring could... But restructuring, it could be part of it, it could not be part of it. Let's not get into that debate now. But what we should do is leave that door open. Let's not say, well, let's not talk about restructuring. Let's say there will be a discussion about review, etc. It may lead to restructuring. Why do we need to talk about what may or may not happen or close the discussion on that? It's just something I thought of. A little further on that, one of the reasons why the restructuring is seemingly necessary by some folks is we have folks out there who are as individuals or working group members or members of my constituency. Let's take Mikey's example. So he works really hard, and there are others who worked in the RAP and others who feel that sometimes things come to the council and they don't necessarily go through as they may have liked. Now, sure, we should have the capacity to be able to judge what's coming into the council, but when I remember in my early days on the council, I was told the purpose of the GNSO after the restructuring is to be a policy manager and not necessarily policy developer. So I kept on saying, so we're not going to vote on substance as much as I thought we would. So, but it's a policy manager role. That seems to not be what we're doing anymore. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but at some stage we need to rationalize exactly where we're headed, because that's sort of briefing I got when I came onto the council. On the point of the public meetings and why are we having more discussion, debate, and an interesting sort of in-depth discussion on things, Stefan, I think it's two things. One, yes, there's an agenda, and everybody's either sort of looking at motions and saying, well, we got to focus on these motions, so maybe that's one of the things that happens. The second is the way that the room is structured. I mean, it's a straight line. This sort of structure may give, and the closeness we have with you, for instance, right now, may give more opportunity for us to throw pot shots at you, Stefan. No, I didn't mean that. But the point is to have an open discussion. So sometimes it may be the structure's room, and yes, a packed agenda does not contribute to an open discussion sometimes. Thanks.
Thank you, Zahid. Can I just say I'd like to close it off after Joy, which is currently, she's the last person in the queue, because we do, I would just like to get a couple of decisions made in this meeting, and it's supposed to end in half an hour. So I have Yoav next, please.
Yeah. So first of all, I want to relate to what Jeff said. I kind of felt that he stole my line. I really support that. I think my personal feeling has been always, by the way, before I joined the council, maybe it's one of the reasons I actually joined the council, is that we talk too much about process. I think the substance. And we should be more active and talk more about the major issues that are on the table. I can understand, Bill, what you were saying on those that lose. I don't see things here as win or lose that want to talk more about process. But I would actually, the only process I would be happy if we continue to talk about is how do we make the policy development process quicker. I think the criticism on the GNSO and the GNSO Council is usually on the fact that things take too long. We've had this discussion yesterday on the IOC RC issue, and I must say that I want to kind of clarify what I was saying yesterday, that we have what's the rush, and when I said what's the rush, I meant this can be done in a PDP, but I can totally understand those that are afraid that this won't be in time, because we had that happen before. So if we do get into any further process discussions, I would be very happy if we talk of how do we do this quicker. I think we can. I think if everyone will understand that to make this council and this organization more functional and not be seen by others as dysfunctional, it is important that these processes will be much shorter. That might require in some cases to have public comments shorter, things like that. I know not everyone like it, but this might be helpful for everyone to actually, at the bottom line, get a better result. And I want to also relate to what Thomas said on the chair's hat. I think, Stefan, you were doing always a very good job on being neutral in how you manage the council. But I totally agree with Thomas. I would... I think that it's, for me, it was sometimes awkward that you need to change your hats. I think that it is important that next chairs will still keep neutralized in the process and administrative part of managing the council, but should be free to speak more than that it is now. And about the session, I also believe that it's a very good session, and I just have maybe an idea. Maybe we should have the first session at Saturday, as I said, Zaid, the structure is it may be something like a brainstorm. No agenda, no nothing. Instead of having the brainstorm at the end of the meeting, let's have it at least one at the beginning, and start from that. That might be helpful.
Good suggestion. Alan, please.
Thank you. Is it on? Yep. Three quick points. With regard to the council being an administrative body and worried more about process than the actual content, as I believe the reigning the person with seniority on this council in terms of contiguous service, I have to recall that was directed and a very explicit result of the last review. It came down from the top in no uncertain terms, supported by some people on council. I personally think it was a mistake, but it's not by accident that we're not talking about substance. We were told not to talk about substance, for better or worse. I'm absolutely delighted to hear these discussions on how to speed up the policy development process. I think it's absolutely crucial to the success of the council and to how it's viewed. And I like not being the lone voice at this point. It's going to be hard. It's going to have to violate some of our other long-term policies and practices. But the net result is we have to do things faster. And still, they must be consensus policy. But we have to learn how to do it faster. And one last thing, and I'm running off to the ALAC closing meeting now. If you choose to adopt the statement that Brian Winterfeld distributed and David Taylor drafted, there is an error in fact in it. In the end of the second paragraph, it says council wasn't aware of the meeting, of the board meeting, and in fact you did get a heads up from Bruce explicitly to the council list saying the board meeting would be held and .com was on the agenda. It didn't say they were planning to approve the contract. It said they were planning to talk about it. But if you submit it, I did give some words to David and Brian to correct it, but make sure you fix that if you do send it. Thank you.
Alan, just to that point, which I think is useful to make, I've been online getting requests from others to, can we see if that comment, we can all agree to sending it and reading it out in the public forum today, and I've responded by saying, and I think your point is in that direction as well, by saying that I felt it was too soon. For example, I've got no time to read the comment right now because I'm doing this. Others may be involving themselves in this discussion. We just got the comment half an hour ago, and I think another problem we have is we try to do things too quickly at times, and then we're too slow at other times. But right now, I would be, to me, it's just physically impossible to process that and with any confidence decide that we're going to read the comment in the I will read the comment in the public forum this afternoon on behalf of the council. I'd much rather thrash it out on the list and then send it as a written comment to the board in a few days' time.
I did have the benefit of an early version because I was trying to do something in parallel with the ALAC. The ALAC statement, which we may or may not approve in the next half hour, is a much shorter one. And much more, I hope it will be if by the time it finishes, and really just pointing out that it's an issue of transparency. And I took out a lot of the context, a lot of the details of that report, of that statement, so, although it is parallel to it. Thank you.
Thanks. So please send your edit to the, or your clarification point that you just made to the list so I can rework it in that draft. And thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks, Alan. Councillor Mary Wong.
By that form of address, I think Stefan can't wait for me to leave the council.
Not true at all. It's just that in every single issues report I read, Councillor Mary Wong started this by introducing a motion, so I'm just going after that.
Well, if I can introduce motions and cause that much consternation, I think you should be looking forward to Stefan and I sitting in the back of the room after Toronto. Actually, Alan made the comment for me about the factual issue in the note that Brian sent around. Bruce did send the agenda for the board meeting around, but as he pointed out, I don't think any of us thought or knew that the board was going to vote on a resolution with .com at that meeting. Stefan, I think that even though you don't have time to read the comment, and I think it's a good comment, it's fairly detailed, particularly if ALAC is going to pass a motion to say something this afternoon, I would suggest that if you even do a one sentence, that the council was surprised and disappointed at the board's decision to pass a resolution on .com at this meeting, and we'll be following up with a more formal statement to the board. I think that might be something that, since the community will be present, going back to the discussion we just had about how the council is perceived, how the GNSO is being bypassed, I think that might be at least one very brief statement worth making.
Okay. I'm very ill at ease with doing that, because I just don't feel that we've had time. Bruce sent an email on the 20th. Most of us started traveling on the 20th or the 21st. So we did get advance warning, but, you know, it's once again, and this comment I've not even read yet. If you all think I should stand up and say a single sentence, please give me the sentence and I'll do it. No. A structured sentence, please. Chuck.
Well, first of all, thanks, Stefan. Chuck Gomes. I want to reinforce what Bill said about the opportunity to have kind of unstructured discussions that you all and others have also commented on. That's been one of the things that has made this meeting always so good, because it's kind of that nature. So I reinforce that, and I hope as a community, ICANN community, we can begin to expand on that. Lots of discussion on efficiency and speed and criticisms that the council gets for that or the GNSO gets for that. And I understand all that. There's a very, very easy way to correct that. Make the council a legislative body. In other words, ignore the multi-stakeholder model and the bottom-up process. Previous councils have done that. The old DNSO, they were very frustrated because things were slow. And so what happened? The council started making the policy decisions themselves. They started doing, and that was the task force versus council as a whole model. Now, whether we like it or not, the role of the GNSO Council in the bylaws, I happen to think it's right, but that's my own personal opinion, is to manage the policy development process. So all the criticisms about the time spent on process, I think they're off base. Now, maybe the way we do it needs to be changed, but that's exactly what the council should be doing, is working on the process. Now, I personally think one of the good things that came out of the GNSO improvements process is the working group model. And that actually evolved out of a very successful working group that Bruce led, okay? And I still think all the things in that are really good. One of the best things the council could really focus on is, how do we make that work? How do we improve it? How do we get more participants? How do we get the impacted stakeholders to participate on that? That would be a process issue that would be really valuable to focus on, instead of a lot of the other things with regard to process that we focus on. So I'm going to challenge some of the thinking. I agree with you. Some of our process focus could be better directed, but not necessarily not on process. That's the job of the council, to make it work, to make it more efficient, to make it faster. And those are process issues.
Thanks, Chuck. Ching.
Thank you, Stefan. Being a relatively new counselor here, so I might just offering my two cents here, maybe a quick solution to what Chuck has said is that, I mean, during this less than 2 years of, you know, participating and trying to, you know, get up to speed and actually to trying to speak at the council level, I think what we have done, what Chuck just said, I mean, it's just all about the process. And in contrast, in the country, I would actually think, and here's the quick one, I mean, the solution just came out of my head, and it probably this could be a funny one, is that if we have a, you know, three times a year, a FaceTime, each time we have 4 hours, I just don't see, personally, at the personal level, I don't see why we bring up this many, like, working group level of details. We show them in the public forum meeting. I mean, rather we should do things similar to this, maybe to reserve 1 or 2 hours of the public brainstorm time, or enlist the topics that has been we have talked, or even get public participation through that. The reason I'm saying so is because, I mean, hey, the board, they so now these days they will have their actually quote unquote secret meetings. So I mean, we can have the kind of the motions or the other discussions that's really involved in policy decision making actually matters during our teleconference calls, and then utilize those 4 hours on public FaceTime to get public awareness, public participation, so on and so forth. And that's my, that's a quick thoughts on that. And I think, Stefan, you said you probably brought up, during your term, or probably in these 2 or 3 years, I mean, the council has been served, probably you used the term, the rubber stamp. I kind of, have a funny feeling to that, but I feel that it's because of those are actually created. I mean, those issues are, dodged by the board or by the GEC. I mean, we've seen this and we've talked about this, and they are in the driver's seat of now. They are in the driver's seat of those issues, and they dodge those things to us, and then we'll have to respond. We have to react. I guess this is just about time. For example, we are about to review the first round, and we have the Competition and Consumer Trust Working Group, and I think this is also time for plan for the second round. Especially for example, we spend plenty of time on discussion and creating this support program. I think it's about time, think about that, the second round, and just to trying to see how we can take the driver's seat. So my last point is actually something that you also brought up in your discussion. This is the jump just a little bit away from what's been discussed, is the IRD, working group. I know the chair will prepare a report for that. We'll have to make sure, and we have, I'm not sure if Steve is here, Steve Shen is here. I had a quick discussion with him. The purpose of this report and the letter, after the letter being sent to the board, is actually they intend to disband the working group. So I would just kind of worry where's the next step for this. We are still need to request for further, issue reports, and we will still have to send our recommendations. There are 4 recommendations in this report. So maybe there's some, tweaks in the text that we are sending to the board, some questions on how to follow up on this one.
Thanks, Ching. Wendy.
Thanks. Quickly, I gladly volunteer to be part of the small group and a small group if we choose to form one, or to form one informally, discussing the what shall we do about communicating with the board about review and planning internally for how we prepare for that. regarding the characterizing issues coming from the council, my greatest concern is when there are issues that haven't yet come to a vote or consensus call, issues that are still under discussion, so we haven't even gotten to the point where there's a winner or a loser. There are just voices that have been heard, and sometimes the louder voices get characterized as the view of council, when rather than the consensus, on to substance, since I have had good discussions here, mostly outside of the formal seating of meetings, on various RAA and who is issues and security issues, and I welcome those and welcome the chance to engage them. I think leaving us enough time between meetings in our own schedules is critical to being able to go out and engage with members of the working groups and other members of council so that we can have those substantive discussions, because we just don't get to them when we're all seated up in the front of the room. We had, you know, a four-hour meeting, and we had one motion actually come to the floor. We had some substantive discussions in there that weren't motions, but we also had quite a lot of reporting of reports that we could have been given to read rather than have read to us.
Thank you, Wendy. Jeff.
Thanks, Stefan. So just to go over my comment on process on the weekend, this is to sort of address Chuck. The weekend sessions started out as being, quote, working sessions. They were not intended as council sessions or council meetings. Really, the reason why you have these groups come in is so that we as a community know what's going on in each of the working groups, and that we can actually debate some of those and have some talk on the contents of the reports, we being the community. And I know the council shows up and we have us shaped in a U-shape, and maybe that's not the right way going forward. But that's why the weekend sessions were set up. It wasn't so that we could talk about process. Now, we could have a separate session on that. And, in fact, Wolf and I, who set up the agendas, that's good for us to know, good feedback, and we'll see what we can do on the next time. So that's, just want to clarify that that's really what the intent of the weekends were, was to actually talk about the substance of the working groups and reports and things for the community, not necessarily just for the council. On the second one, second comment I have is on winning. I guess Bill had mentioned the winning. I don't think anyone feels like they're winning, which maybe everyone feels like they're losing, which may be a good thing, right? I think of the show Glee in the United States, where everyone's a loser and they all go like that. I kind of feel like a loser, so maybe that's good. So we're Marines that are on Glee. So as far as the structure of meetings, I do feel like they are very structured. I feel like even Stefan's trying to move us along because we've got to end at noon, because God help us if we go a few minutes over. I do feel constrained. When we do actually get into some good discussion, it's like, okay, now we got to go. We got to wrap it up. So I think maybe we can do something about that, have more open-ended meetings, less structured times, so that we, on the weekends too, everyone feels like they have to make a presentation, every group. And I get that too from, you know, in setting up the meetings, we kind of get pressure, Wolf and I get pressure, and Stefan, from certain, even ICANN staff, that every group has to have their slot. So the DSSA has to have their slot every single time. The, you know, and maybe we can actually get away from that and just give longer time periods to more of the substance for the, again, the community, not necessarily the council. How to make things go quicker? Look, the only real difference between a PDP and other processes we do is an issue report and two mandatory public comment periods. That's the only difference. So I don't really feel like, I feel like we put the excuse on, well, it's a PDP, so it's got to take longer. Really, as I said at the beginning, the way we make it go quicker is actually working. Having those weekly calls, I know, John, you said that that's a hassle, but that's how you make it go quicker. It is a hassle. You're absolutely right. But if you don't have those weekly calls and you don't have people responding, there's no way you can move it any quicker. And finally, because I'm trying to go quick, if the GAC can manage to have a communique during the week and discuss it, I think, Stefan, we could actually, I do believe we could work on some statements quicker than others. We don't need a few days to mull every single statement over. I think that's a problem. And I also don't feel, I wouldn't be worried if you as the chair got up during the public forum and gave the thoughts of council. I think we have pretty much agreement, maybe not on the words, but certainly on the concept that a topic was voted on by the board. I don't want to refer to .com. I know Mary in her statement said .com. I don't want to refer to the agreement. I think it's irrelevant what it was. The relevance was there was something that was voted on during the weekend that was later scheduled for the public forum, and that was wrong. And that caught us by surprise. So I trust you as our chair, or whoever our chair was, to reflect the views of the council in this type of arrangement. We don't need review after review of review of what you as the chair should say.
Thanks, Jeff. Joy, and then a few closing remarks.
Thank you. I just wanted to echo and then add to a couple of several of the points that have been made earlier. But particularly on the pride point, I certainly don't feel a lack of pride in what the GNSO Council is doing at all. But I take your point, and it's well made, Stefan, that there are in our passion for some of these issues, we focus on the things we don't do so well. And I think that's a fair point. I just wanted to pick up on the point about winners and losers. I think we're in as Chuck said, a democratic space, and it's a multi-stakeholder space, and we win some, we lose some as constituents and individuals. I'm not too worried about that, but I think over time, if some voices or some particular perspectives are seen to predominate, that undermines the principles that we might profess to espouse, and I think that then becomes a problem. And I think that, I've valued this space as an open wrap-up session. I think on Saturday I did actually suggest we have in the agenda space for meta discussions, in other words, open, unstructured time. And I'd value that. And, I think in the short time I've been on council, there are some councillors who've never made a substantive input into any council meeting I've been in, telephone or face-to-face. Others seem to participate at the other end of the spectrum, shall we say, and neither of those two is necessarily related to the quality of their input necessarily. So I think more time to have discussions about how we work together. I would certainly value, and I'd support Yoav's idea about more open time on Saturday.
Okay, thanks. I know some of you want to continue reacting. There's 5 minutes to go, and Jeff, you, or 2 minutes, and Jeff, you're implying that it would be a disaster, that we shouldn't be constrained by the time, but this is the way it's done now, and we are tasked with, we get a slot, and we do have to try and stick to it, so I do try and do that. There's a couple of things that I do want to try and do. First of all, are you saying that we've got nothing else after this? Yeah.
Well, so people can come and go.
It's actually free till at least, the room is free the whole day. And we have public forum at 2 o'clock. We do have time.
Okay, so who's up for staying in this room all day?
That's a good one to check.
All day, that's what Zahid said. The room's free all day. Let's stay here all day. You need to pee, so do I, but... Yeah. All right, okay, so let's carry on a little bit. I'm certainly enjoying it immensely. Let me just continue with what I was saying and then continue to go back to the queue. First of all, on the comment that has been circulated that I've now had time to look at that originated from the IPC, I just want to try and get a sense of whether you want me to read that this afternoon. So I'd like to read the comment now and get the discussion going on that. The GNSO Council wishes to express its disappointment with the Board's decision to meet in a closed session on Saturday, 23 June, to vote on a topic which was slated for discussion at the public forum on Thursday, January 28, 2012. And there's a link. ICANN staff had placed the topic of the renewal of the .com agreement on the Thursday public forum agenda some time ago, and this item remains on the public forum agenda tomorrow. We are aware that today. Yeah,
someone didn't edit that. We are aware that a number of GNSO constituencies, stakeholder groups, and advisory committees were looking forward to addressing this subject with the board and the ICANN community at the public forum. However, although the GNSO Council and its constituencies were aware of the board's intent to discuss the contract, we were not aware of its intent to approve the contract at its closed session. This comment is not with regard to the merits of the board's action. It is for the constituencies and stakeholder groups to highlight those as they see fit. However, we, the GNSO Council, find the process followed by the board to be objectionable at a time when we are all being urged to advocate for the ICANN model at a time of increased global scrutiny. And it is, therefore, imperative. This still needs slight improvements. It is therefore imperative that the board hold itself to the highest standards of transparency and accountability that it is mandated to uphold. So do we want to, I'm happy to actually read that out, but sorry? It's completely different. Thomas is asking if I've received his note, which I have. I don't know if you send it to everyone, Thomas, but it may be helpful if you did. But it's a completely separate note. I'm happy to open discussion up on that. I do have some councillors IMing me as I'm speaking, saying I've got prior engagements because I'm following the originally planned time slot, so I may have to leave, which makes it very difficult to know what to do. So I'll just... There were a few things that I also wanted to just let you know, and then I'll go back to discussion. First of all, I will the informal discussion points that I made, that I listed at the beginning of this meeting, and the notes from the discussions, I made some on-the-fly notes. I'll be sending those to the list after the meeting so that they exist, and you can react to those as you see fit. I also wanted to let you know that because of the change of schedule for the general ICANN meeting, as you know, there's no longer any meetings on the Friday, and in previous iterations of the ICANN meetings, the SO and AC chairs gave a report to the board on the Friday morning. That report giving has been cancelled, but the report itself still happens. I've drafted a report which will be put up on the ICANN website. I'm trying to find... I can't find it now, but there will be a tab somewhere on the ICANN website, and the process of submitting a report, just highlights, giving the highlights of our work week, will continue, just to let you know about that. So let me let's just agree, if you will, that we go on for 10 more minutes and then stop. I have Jonathan, I have Bill, I have Mason, anyone else? Zahid, of course. Sorry? No, we'll just go on for 10 more minutes.
Very, very briefly, 2 points. You expressed an intention to read out that statement or a close variant of that. I suggest that if that is the case, you just seek any objections to that. You should look for a show of hands if anyone objects. Otherwise, you proceed with that. Second, to Chuck's comments earlier on process and the value of the process, I think if I understood it correctly, I agree with that in full. We should support and respect the processes that are in place. I think the issue is less about bypassing due process and more about obsessing with process itself and making that the substance of our discussion. So, to my mind, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
I would like to counter-propose a different procedure, which is that people read Thomas's statement, which I think is better, and then we decide which of the two we might like to send, rather than just being given the option to agree or disagree to the other one. The two messages have different properties, different tones, and I think Thomas's is more appropriate. It doesn't lecture the board, and it simply states quite clearly that we're disappointed that a resolution was passed when the topic is to be discussed today. And I think that that's a pretty straightforward and appropriate stance to take. So I would like to have both options considered. And of course, if we vote and decide on one, I would like you to report the precise vote for the different versions of the letter when you stand up. I'm kidding. I don't actually want you to do that.
I know you're kidding. It's pretty funny. And you see, I started saying, we won't have time, we haven't had time, let's take our time, and now we've got two different comments. It does get complicated. It's fun. Mason.
Thank you, Stefan. I just, I've been listening carefully to this entire discussion about the council and how it operates and how we might make it better. And I wrote some really, really smart notes right here on my computer that I wanted to share with you, and now I can't find them. So, happy Thursday afternoon. So, just, I'll be very brief, but in the way of history, when I first got involved with ICANN, you used to fly in on a Sunday and you left on a Friday. And then, as Stefan correctly pointed out, we began prepping for GNSO work on Sunday, and then it became on Saturday. And now we fly in on Friday, we leave the following Friday or maybe Saturday, whatever our schedules might permit. In the way of another piece of history, when I was chair of the registrar's stakeholder group, I got an email from Diane Schroeder, who's the assistant to the board. And she asked for our stakeholder group's input on how to sort of tweak the board's interaction with our group on constituency day on Tuesday. You know, should we move 15 minutes around here? Should we add half an hour there? You know, could you all save 10 minutes by traveling to the board's room rather than them traveling to our room, et cetera? All of which were perfectly valid ideas, but that wasn't the real problem. You can't tweak your way 20 minutes here and there into an effective ICANN process. The real issue, and when it comes to the GNSO, my point of view is there's really nothing wrong with our process. When we overhauled the GNSO the last time, we set up a process that really is quite effective if we use it correctly. So it's you know, this is all set up thoughtfully, and it's a competent way to handle business. The issue, I think, comes with overwhelming its capacity and misusing its processes. And I know that we're all well-intentioned, and we all approach ICANN work with a sense of duty to the community, and all that's perfectly appropriate. But we're not going to be as effective as we can be until we make smarter decisions about our time. There's always going to be more work to do. We can back up our starting time to Friday, and then to Thursday, and then to Wednesday, and then make it a two-week meeting, you know, plus the 2 to 3 weeks that it takes to prep effectively for an ICANN meeting. There's always going to be more work until we decide to make very smart decisions about which work to take on and how to go about it. We're always going to have this problem. But I do have faith in the council model, and I don't think it needs to be significantly overhauled. I just think that with all the intelligent people sitting in this room, we can be a lot smarter about how we attack the work.
Jeff says you're not talking about me. But
no, not you.
Zahid.
Okay, so what I tried to do was, I like the fact that we didn't specifically mention .com. And I also like the fact that, I'm talking about Thomas's comment, I like the fact that he was also mentioning not just the .com, but several instances where the board has done something which is similar. What I did was I tried to sort of insert that paragraph that you made into this document. The criticism, I shouldn't call it a criticism, but one of the problems I had with the last paragraph of the draft that was circulated earlier was that on the one hand, we're saying we don't want ICANN to be open to criticism, but there was a last paragraph which said it is therefore imperative that the board hold itself to the highest standards of transparency. If the language could slightly be modified, I'm trying to work on something right now, slightly be modified, because it sounds like, as Bill said, we're lecturing the board. The board is over us. No, I know, I'm trying to work out something that hopefully incorporates both.
And we can't tell the board, you know, therefore you need to keep to the highest standards. It becomes a little tricky. Maybe some other language like we hope that, or we have faith that the board will continue to uphold the higher standards of transparency and accountability, things of that nature. We need to be a little balanced in that. That would be my view. Thanks.
Lots of hands going up now.
Thank you, Zahid. Thomas is next. Thomas is not next. Wolf is next.
Thank you. It's not about comparing both versions here, but what I would like to say is because we have also had only a short time to discuss it in the constituency with some people, so we would like to support what was provided by the IPCs, and especially, you know, we should point out in that answer, refer to the GNSO in this reference. Not, you know, it seems to me a little bit slightly your version, Thomas, is just pointing from the council points of view here. So it is a statement coming from the constituencies and from the stakeholder groups as well, which is supported by them. So I would like to see that if we could put it that way so that is made clearly, so that would help. Thank you.
Thank you, Wolf. This is getting very difficult, I think. And you all said how much you trust me and you love me and you think I'm delightful, so just trust me to make a comment then.
Yes, okay.
Didn't you say that?
I trust you. I trust you. Don't do that.
I mean, if you trust me, I'll base my comments
on Brian's...
Just to help you.
Zahid doesn't trust me. He's shaking his head no.
We wouldn't like to help you.
All right. John.
I apologize for you getting ahead of me. But my suggestion was, A, that you understand the sense of the council, express it. And if that wasn't enough and the question was, no, we need to have something written, does anybody object to either of, you know, I mean, can either of them stand? And my view is that either of them could stand. So rock on.
Thanks.
Oh, and by the way, the sensitivity that I have in terms of the sharpness of the initial, of approving of the sharpness of the initial one, is because I think the board misrepresented us in their meeting with the GAC. I think that if you review the transcript, you'll see that there were aspects of our behavior that were mischaracterized.
Thank you. Not everyone's clear on what you've just said, so if you want to, I'm seeing lots of.
It was the function of the privacy. You know, well, we haven't heard back from the GNSO. GAC asked the board. The board says we haven't heard back, and in fact, they have heard back from us. I think we've been quite clear as to what the process is and what we're up to and all the rest. And I think that we were misrepresented, and the board allowed the GAC to conclude that the council was somehow negligent, and I object to that.
Thank you. Jeff is next.
Thanks. I was just going to say ditto on the comments. We'll trust you, Stefan, to make the statements. If we want to follow it up in writing, we can decide to do that. On John's point, I want to just stand by him. I think that, at least in the IOC Red Cross, we've certainly made it clear to the GNSO what the process was, what we were doing. To the council, and the council represented to the board, sorry. So the drafting team made it clear to the council made it clear to the board our process. When we submitted our statement, the statement that was approved by the GNSO council with some minority that didn't support it, but when we submitted that to the board, it actually said in there that we're going to work on second levels now. So they did know who we are. They may have forgotten, but they did misrepresent us, and we were made to look bad when we did everything we were supposed to do.
Thanks. Jonathan? You're done? Anyone else? Okay. What I propose to do, just because I'm not going to just
ad-lib this completely. I propose to read the final draft of the IPC statement that I've just re-edited and sent to the list. Yeah? Well, I want to... That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to freely base my speech on that draft because I'd rather not just stand up and say anything. But what I'm saying is, what I said earlier on is, trust me to do something if you trust me. I do have to determine what I'm going to do, and I've determined that that statement that the IPC has done, that Thomas and others, from what I can see, you've all included comments on in that statement. Is that not true?
It just sounded like you wanted to present it to us for approval. And no. I'm not. I have no intention whatsoever to approve. I trust you fully to make a statement without, you know.
I'm explaining to you what I'm intending to do, so that you're not blindsided by it. If you feel, Thomas, that part of your statement needs to be included in that, I've just sent a latest draft. I'd rather just stand up at the mic with a written statement than just freely go in and you know, put my foot in my mouth. You want me to put my mouth? Okay, that's nice.
I think people who read statements into the mic actually look kind of like, I don't want to say look foolish. You don't have to read. Just speak. Speak to the board. Look at them. You're smart enough, I think, to use your own words to restate the concept. You don't need to read. I think when people read, they talk too fast. It's boring. Just speak.
There's a consensus point between the two letters, right? It's simple. It's straightforward. We were surprised that the board did this, made this decision, given that there's a public forum discussion today. So you can say that without reading something, and then you're not, you know.
Okay. You asked for it. Thank you, Joy. So... Let's just end this very interesting wrap-up meeting. I just got a few last things to say. First of all, to thank, obviously, all of you for the time that you've given this process this week and your continuing efforts. Thanks to you all. Thanks to the GNSO community for their input. Thanks to staff for their support. Thanks to the meeting organizers for their support and the not-so-bad coffee bill. Let's not be too harsh. As mentioned earlier, I will send the notes that I was writing on the fly to the list. There are suggestions for a few other comments that we might make. There are suggestions for an informal group that we might constitute. All those suggestions I'll try to send to the list, and let's pick up the discussion there. And that's it. Thanks to you all. Get home safe. See you all soon. Sorry, yeah, forgot to say that Wolf has kindly volunteered to draft the agenda for Toronto.